there's that.
Like other podcasts, they'll do nice things like edit. You know. No, that's not.
I will say nothing.
You know what else we do?
No. What?
We also start abruptly with no warning. Greetings, Afropostors, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Afropole of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna,
and special guest.
Whoa! Your favorite vegetable, animal, clown, human combo, Sarah Baker.
Oh my god, I think that might be the first time somebody's given themselves a fabulous introduction like that, not just at their name.
Also, the first.
And I love it.
Definitely the first vegetable we've had on, that's for sure.
You know, it's questionable. Nobody really knows.
Yeah,
that's
fair. We usually do have grains, though. And speaking of which, I am drinking a Leinenkugel's toasted Bock today.
Ooh,
it's like a Bock, but toasted.
Is it made of musician?
No, but it is decomposing.
Oh God,
it's that's tasty.
I have the remainder of my bottle of Kirkland eggnog.
Nice.
What?
Yes.
That's it good?
Does Kirkland do like good eggnog? Okay.
I don't like eggnog, and that looks like everything I don't like about eggnog.
But Jenna, have you had homemade eggnog?
I have, and I don't like it.
What?
See, I do like eggnog, and that looks like everything I hate about eggnog.
How is it, James? I mean, I assume it's no Malort.
Did you put a little bit of brandy in there?
What could be? Oh, no. This is already made with real dairy cream, whiskey, spiced rum, brandy, and French vanilla.
Ah, pre-boozed.
Yes, very, very much so.
You know, I should... Now that I think about it, I should probably clean out the beer fridge, because I think I have an eggnog mixture from last year in there still.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Oh, honey.
But, no, this is, for how much I paid for it, and for what it is exactly what I expected.
Okay.
And nothing more, nothing less.
Is that
I did have really good eggnog... Gaia dropped off a Yule care package with some absolutely mind-blowing eggnog. So that was good.
Is that a Costco eggnog?
The one that Gaia made? No.
No, the one you've got.
No. Yes.
Well...
It's Kirkland brand.
Yeah.
I understood what happened to both of you there.
Yes, but it was like, on purpose in my case.
I watched the train just kind of, yeah.
For God's sakes, Jenna, talk.
I am drinking whatever the recipe is that Mr. Parks gave last week in honor of my fireball.
Mm.
So I have a Killebrew cream soda with a bunch of fireball in it. And I have not drunk it yet.
Ooh.
Or sipped it, drank it.
Consumed.
Drinked.
Imbibed, tasted.
Drunkened it.
Survived.
Sarah is so much better at English than the rest of us. Okay.
Drunk-sumed it. Drink-sum it.
Oh, he was, that just keeps going. Yes.
Okay.
Part exactly what he was talking about. First you get the fireball, and then you get the cinnamon on top of the cream soda as it just works its way through. And it just keeps going. It's so good.
That sounds fantastic.
I'm very happy.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Sounds fantastic. Do you have a beverage, Sarah, that you would like to share with us?
I have... it's chamomile, lavender, rooibos tea.
Honey.
Super comforting. And, like, I gave it to my dad to try, and he was like, it's like taking a bath, and I wasn't sure if that was a compliment or not. But he's also not wrong.
I would say that's a compliment.
It's a virgin hot toddy. Is that the ruling?
A virgin hot toddy. I like that.
I don't know. I have never had one of these.
Oh, a hot toddy.
What is it to me? Explain.
With whiskey in it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's a virgin hot toddy. Good job.
In a mug that I made in college.
No way.
Oh, wow.
You made that? Very well done.
I did make that. Thank you. And nobody on the podcast outside of us will know what it looks like. So.
That's quite all right. That's
we do that all the time.
Yep. Literally the only joke we have. All right.
Oh, no.
Great. Well. And Sarah's already told it. God damn.
Yeah. Well, on the 500th episode, we were on video. We were live for all the world, and we knew that we could not do any more visual jokes because now it could be seen. It was extremely important to defy that expectation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's theater of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Except in our case,
it's is possible.
Except in our case, it's not terribly cerebral.
No.
Theater of the mind, but we're not going to say whose mind. Or what kind of theater.
Let us delve deep into James's mind. Nope, abort.
Yep.
No. I think this is just the gutter in front of my house.
Speaking of the gutter in front of your house, James, what have you been up to?
Yes, perfect.
Oh, you know.
No, I don't. Otherwise, I wouldn't have asked.
Shit. We dropped off all the presents at the various and sundry parents' place, and then at the same time picked up our gifts, and then unwrapped them over Zoom with the various families.
Oh.
Which worked out really well, and I got to continue my tradition of brown paper packages tied up with string, which is
cute.
I love it.
Which ironically is not a thing he likes at all.
No, he just said he did. Did he freeze?
He's traveling through time.
Oh, he's time traveling.
Time traveling.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. So you can hear us. But there you are. Okay.
Yes.
You're back.
He has returned from
outer space.
From time travel, not outer space. God,
get
amazing.
It right, James. Pay attention.
I mean, he may have time traveled in outer space.
I should have changed that fucking lock. I should have made you leave your key. Yeah. All right. Good. So, but I like the aesthetic of it, and I've always struggled with regular wrapping paper. So, which is weird because, like Jenna, I've folded thousands and thousands of paper cranes and paper everything. I love doing origami, and I just suck at regular wrapping paper.
What about it, like, is hard for you, though?
The colors are distracting.
Maybe that's entirely possible. I think it's that it tears and it like the way that it crinkles and folds. Like if I was making it into a crane, I probably wouldn't find issue with it.
James,
yeah,
are you putting the colorful side out?
Yes.
Okay.
I love the idea now.
I had to think about that.
This story is in my head. James goes shopping for wrapping paper, and he gets just this beautiful, like, calligraphy style in gold against, like, a burgundy that says Happy Holidays and, like, a little decorative ornamenty type thing. And then he wraps the present, and it's just white.
Yep.
Hey, what happened?
I mean, honestly, anything that I do is going to be super white anyway, but that's just because I'm terrible.
Don't say that about yourself.
I'll say it about him. I'll say it about
okay.
him.
Okay, thank you, Salsa. I appreciate the backup.
No problem.
So, I just decided, like, brown paper is just better for me. I like it a lot more, and the string keeps the little ends from popping open, which they're very tempted to do occasionally. Yeah. And that means that I get to use cardboard tape instead of, like, clear Scotch tape. And cardboard tape is halfway between duct tape and masking tape, and it's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
What? Huh. Is it... I don't know that I know what this is.
Cardboard tape?
Yeah.
It's tape.
I mean, I still have some. Yeah, it's a roll of tape, but it's brown, it's paper, it's very stiff.
It's not tied up with string.
Okay. No.
It's like masking tape, but not at all masking tape.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. It is a strong masking tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my nephew has gotten very used to it to the point where, like, he knows which presents are from me. Because it's become a tradition. The aesthetic of mine is very, very plain. The important thing is what's inside the gift. I definitely had wrapping presents wars with my sister at some point, to the point where my parents were extremely upset because we managed to plow through, I think, like 120 something bows, pre-made, pre-packaged bows in a week on like 4 gifts. It was not even appropriate. It was like really bad.
Yes,
so it was like a porcupine gift. Like it just had all mm-hmm. covered bows, yeah. And they were all sticking out. And like,
correct.
Okay.
And that was also the origin of Bow Boy, where when the gifts got unwrapped, people would stick the bows to the top of my head, and I became a decorative ornamentation of a sort.
Have you ever wrapped a present in an entire roll of baling twine?
Not baling twine, no. An entire roll of clear industrial strength packing tape with the the strings in it.
Yep.
Yes.
That's yes. a good one.
Get I did weak. That to a case for my sister's copy of Sega Genesis Aladdin. And then put that into a smaller box inside another box, inside another box, and everything like that. When she finally unwrapped this thing, there was no game in it because the cartridge I had taken out and put in the bottom of the first box.
Oh, my God.
Out of cruelty. Yeah, so now I just wrap stuff in brown paper. And
now whenever she plays that game, she hates it and has no idea why.
No, she already felt accomplished. That was the best part. Oh. Yeah.
I would just be like, I hate this game and I haven't even played it yet. No, we had an entire roll of baling twine that floated around our house. Every year, whoever got it the previous year gave it to the next person. And it was just a ball of baling twine like that. Jesus. That you just had to sit there and unwind.
Nice.
No, but I actually, my kids did the brown paper as well. I happened to get one of the packages that we got for their present, for their Christmas present, came in one of those boxes with the brown paper, like, filler, so the stuff didn't rattle around. And our kids were like, we want to wrap presents for, you know, because they would do, like, 5 and 7-year-olds do, they do little handmade you know, marker and crayon drawings and then want to put Aww. It in a box and give it as a gift. Which is sweet and adorable, but we're not going to let them go through 17 rolls of, you know, actual wrapping paper to give those away. And so we're like, well, here's a bunch of brown paper that you can wrap your presents in, which they scoffed at first, and then I was like, oh no, but then you get to draw on the wrapping paper.
Yep. And
that's when, that's when things, they perked up real quick.
Yeah.
So all of their presents, not only were their drawings inside the boxes, but the outside were also artistic.
Very nice.
Your kids are super adorable.
Yeah.
Does that mean you have to keep the wrapping paper?
Huh?
Does that mean you have to keep the wrapping paper?
Oh, goodness, no.
Yeah, it's like giving somebody wrapping paper for Christmas, and then, like, They have to know when to stop unwrapping.
James.
Never mind. Fuck.
Mm-hmm. I'm too tired to explain this to
you. No, we are we definitely, you know, let the kids know that we appreciate their artwork, but we also let, you know, are teaching them that things are just things and they are finite.
Yeah.
And they go away eventually. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other, we are not going to have 20 years worth of child's artwork laying around the house on the fridge. Our fridge is already covered as it is. It cannot sustain anymore.
I just realized a thing.
Yeah.
So like we're going through the process of moving, right? Like, yep. We got Jess moved last weekend. And part of that has been like trying to clean and go through things as we're doing stuff.
Certainly.
So I was taking things off the refrigerator. And last Saturday, I removed a piece of artwork that had been made by our guest, Sarah.
Aww. I know the one.
All right.
So that artwork did live on the fridge for a couple of years. It has now moved on to different purposes.
It's a performance art.
Yeah. Like, literally last Saturday, I took that artwork down.
Aww. I'm touched that you kept it for so long, because it was just a doodle.
I mean, on the one hand, like, we put it up because we enjoyed it, and we're like, our friend Sarah made this. On the other hand, I forgot it was there, so
it's okay.
It becomes a part of your daily life.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So every day I had a little Sarah.
Wow.
Anyway.
I think I drew that at, like, a holiday party one year.
Yes.
A couple years ago?
Holiday or birthday? I can't remember. It was... It may have been...
I think it was the holiday party with Eric's Tide Pods?
No, the Tide Pods were at the Wicks house.
Okay. Well, did he just make Jello shots?
He did. But I feel like this was not the Fearless holiday party. I feel like this was a movie night or a...
Yeah.
A birthday party, maybe.
It might have been Birdemic.
I don't remember anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
An auspicious occasion, nonetheless.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the one that Sarah was at and she drew.
Yeah, that one.
That one.
I clearly remember it.
All right. Well, that clears things up.
Yes. What else have you been up to, James?
Mostly that, just like coordinating holiday stuff. I attended quite a bit of our friend of the podcast, Duck's birthday party. Not in person, of course.
Right.
And then similarly watched two amazing people get married this last weekend.
That.
Yeah, which it's just yeah. Yes. Yeah. So there's that. Watched a bunch of movies with and without others. And yeah. One of them just on Netflix, Over the Moon, which is it's pretty quality, but you're gonna cry.
That's good to know.
But like humans will.
Okay.
I appreciate knowing when I'm going to cry at a movie, because then I can prepare.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very good though. I think it's a really good movie. Yeah, Salsa may also cry. I'm not sure, but he tends to.
I have no whore heart.
Not like people and have armor against feelings. So yeah,
feelings are for the weak.
Right. That. So,
I refuse. Feel feelings unless I do, and then I feel them all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, driving has been really exciting for the last few days as well. So I've been enjoying that. tiny car has been thus far, not to jinx it, but a tiny car has been doing well so far. Little mountain goat.
Good work, little mountain goat.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yes. When we arrive safely at our destinations, we will often pat the glove box of the car or the steering column and say, good work, tiny car. Thank you.
Cute.
Yep.
You and I are differently. Because my car is also twice the size of yours.
I could park my car in your car.
You could park your car in my car.
Mm-hmm.
That is not even an exaggeration.
I would need a ramp.
Dirty.
Or a plate.
A plate? Okay.
Oh, so yeah. A door?
Yes. That. There would be a door, but there would also be a ramp or a plate.
But you park your car, you get through all the snow and the everything, and you park your car and you tell it a good job. Meanwhile, I'm over here with my beast and I'm like, come on, let's do this, Abby. Let's go. Come on. Come on. And then I literally parked my car in a snowbank. You know how like when the plows come through and like some asshole didn't move their car, so they mm-hmm. plow around it. So like the car had gotten out and nobody else was parked there. And this is uptown. So I was like, nope, I'm going there. And then I did. And I was like, that'll do, Abby. That'll do. I've actually parked in that snowbank twice. I have my own parking space in uptown now. Because nobody else wants it.
Delightful.
Yeah. You just see Jenna out there. When she has to go somewhere, you just see her grabbing snow from other places and piling it into her space. I'm marking my territory. Fuck off.
You know, the best part about parking in the snowbank is because it's all like packed in there and stuff too. So when I open my door and I step out, I don't have to step down. I can just step out. It's great.
Yeah, because that car is twice the size of my car, but it's also three times Jenna's height, which is pretty great.
Yeah. Elsa's got a driveway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just plebes to him.
Oh, no, James. I don't think about you that much.
That's all right there. It's tough, but fair. I'll take it.
Salsa, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
Nothing?
All right. Yep.
You know,
no holidays. He's actually been in the basement since our last recording.
Yep.
I've
been trying to get my car out of a drift in Uptown.
All right. You want Abby and I to come over and give you a ride?
Good work. You want a tiny car to come over and cheer you on?
No, we did the holiday thing. I had Wednesday and Thursday off of work, so you know, I took those days and I was at home. And I actually, like, there was one day where my wife was like, you know, you could just go to the garage and do some woodwork if you wanted to. And I was like, I can do that. You're right. And so I went outside and I did a couple things. And I was like, well, time to pack it up. Because usually at this point in time, I usually don't get to go out to the garage until after the kids are in bed. You know, after dinner, the kids go to bed, put them to bed, then I can go out, you know, and do that. But this was middle of the day. So I did a couple things, and then I started packing up. Because that would usually be about the time of night when it was already like midnight, 12:30, time to pack up. And then I suddenly stopped, and I was like, it's 2 o'clock. What am I doing? So I unpacked everything and I kept going and I got so much done. So nice. Much done. It was fantastic. Nice. So I did a bunch of that. I got some other woodworking things for Christmas, which made me very happy. But yeah, my wife got a new sewing machine.
Yes. Yes. You know which one she got?
I mean, I bought it, so I better.
Right, but that's the question.
Yeah, it's a Singer that has a lot of stitches, because that's what she wanted. She wanted stitches, like a lot of different kinds of stitches. So this has like 150 stitches on it, so that should keep her happy.
Holy crap.
I didn't know there were that many kinds of stitches.
But because I've got my sewing machine, and my sewing machine is a good one, but it's also 20 years old at this point. And she's got her sewing machine, which is not as good a one. And then we've got the serger. And she's okay with using mine, but she wanted like a good one for her.
Right.
And so that's what she got for Christmas this year. It was a big sewing machine.
Nice.
Excellent.
So yeah, and then socks. I got her MeUndies socks. Because she gets me socks every year, and I was like, okay. I need to get her socks, you know, for her stocking.
Sure.
And just as I was thinking that, I was listening to podcasts, and just as I was thinking that on Stuff You Missed in History, they were like, and you should go to MeUndies and use this promo code. And I'm like, I'm going to do that.
And I did. Show of love. All right.
Very,
well done.
Very pleased.
Yeah.
My daughter got a bicycle.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And my son got a keyboard.
Hmm.
With headphones.
Yes, okay.
Okay, there it is.
Because, well, we were at this earlier on in the summer when the pandemic was still kind of is it or isn't it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
people were still kind of socializing a little bit. Like, we were over at a friend's, and as we were hanging out, the kids were all playing together, and they were like, we've got a play for you, because that's what my kids do, is they improvised
yeah.
plays.
Right.
Oh, that's weird.
I know, right? Storytellers. But so they came so out, and my daughter was the Greek choir, because that's what she does, and my son sat at the piano and provided mood music. And we got done, and my wife and I looked at each other, and we were like, he's actually pretty kind of good at that.
Nice.
Like he was set in a mood with zero training, but like he had kind of the happy plunky sounds when things were happy, and then he was like don 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 when things were dangerous and scary, and he was like tone and speed and volume and everything like that. He was kind of setting things. We're like, maybe we should get him a keyboard for Christmas. So he got a keyboard. With
that's excellent.
With headphones,
awesome.
Because we're smart.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
you either get a keyboard with earphones, one set of earphones, or you get a piano
with three sets of earmuffs.
Yep.
No, but their eyes when they so we told the kids that they could not go into the living room until Mom and Papa were awake, because we wanted to see their reaction.
Yeah.
And Santa doesn't wrap presents.
Sure.
Everything that's wrapped is from, you know, other people, but Santa just brings the presents and leaves them out in kind of a tableau, you know.
Hey.
So when this is something my parents did. There was the tableau of unwrapped gifts. So when you walk into the door, into the doorway, you get the full effect of just stuff.
Sure.
The train running
exactly.
around the base of the tree.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So you know, we wanted to see the kids' look on their face, but they get up long before we do. So we told them the night before. They were like, okay, when you wake up, you can't go in the living room because Mom and Papa want to be there. Either stay in your room or come to our room and cuddle with us until we're ready to wake up. And so to remind them of this, we actually like put chairs at the end of the hallway so that like they had to like divert to our room.
Nice.
We corralled them towards our room. But then when we finally got up, then we were like, okay, let's go. And yeah, when they walked in the room and they're the big fucking bicycle sitting there, yeah, just
Yay!
Jaws.
That's fantastic.
Hit the floor. It was pretty great. They had a great one. So, yeah. and then we did a Zoom meeting with family in the afternoon and open gifts and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
it was altogether very pleasant.
Good.
And the kids went sledding.
Fun.
Yeah.
We are just across the. I'm just across the street from a park area from the creek, and there's a fantastic sledding hill just across the street there. So yeah, we go there, and it's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
When's the last time any of you sled down a hill?
Yesterday.
I mean, it was a couple of years for me. I went on I had received as a gift a winter date from somebody that I was seeing who fucking hated winter. And she got me a hat, a scarf, a sled, and hot cocoa. And she was like, it's here. It's a winter date. I'll go with you. And we did, and we had an absolute blast. But that was the last time that I went sledding. And I love sledding. I want to go again.
What about you, Jenna?
I don't think I've been sledding in forever. Like, I literally can't remember. I don't like sledding, though. Mm. Like, I'm kind of okay with it. but it's not, like, I'm the person that would rather be inside next to the fire drinking the cocoa than out sledding or skiing or tubing, whatever. Just not, I don't like cold winter sports. Although it does remind me of a story. Many, many, many years ago, I think it was 2001. I know, right? It was myself, BJ, Christo, and Breezy all went to a Colorado Renaissance Festival. We took a road trip out there. And the thing about Colorado is that it is built on a hill, right? Like basically at the base of a mountain kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mostly hill, and everything is uphill because the front gate is at the bottom most part. And it's like a hand, like in how the streets and shops are all set up. So even if you want to go from like one little finger to another, you have to go downhill, but then you go back uphill. So like and
every day is leg day.
Yeah. we were all peasants, and we were doing peasant things and goofing around and whatnot. And BJ found half a bench. It was just like our benches at Minnesota, but like the legs had come off of one part.
Mm-hmm.
So there was
The benches at Minnesota. Yeah,
like the benches at Minnesota. Yeah. So what we did was we took the part with the legs and we tied a rope around it. And we went to the topmost part of the finger. And one person pulled and one to two other people rode on the bench, like upside down, so that we went sledding down the Colorado Hill.
That sounds like so much fun.
All the way to the front gate.
Nice.
It was ridiculous. That was probably the thing that put us over the edge. The entertainment director there was like, oh my God, you guys are so great. Can we contract you for the rest of the season? I'm like, I have a one-year-old I need to get back to. Like, no, but it was seriously, it was ridiculously fun. I don't think they had seen that much spectacle in a while. So
back when
that's the last time I remember sledding, and it wasn't even in winter.
Back when being a Minnesota performer had cachet at other festivals,
right?
How does that
work?
Anyway,
yeah.
Should we take a break?
Yeah. Cool.
We're going to take a break. We will be right back.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ah.
I got nothing.
Nope.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jen.
I'm Jenna.
I'm somebody named Sarah.
That's correct.
You know, as long as we have N Sarah on this show, then we're good.
Yeah. Right.
So here we are.
Here we are.
We are the princes of the universe.
No, no chance.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. And it's a different movie. My mistake. No.
Fighting for survival, we've come to be the rulers of you all.
God.
Good. Yay!
God.
I am immortal. I have inside me blood of kings. I have no rival. No man can be my equal.
Visual jokes on an audio podcast.
For God's sake, someone throw a pie.
Hey, Sarah, how are you? What have you been up to lately?
Yes.
Well, I've been good. I don't know what this voice is that I'm doing, so I'm going to switch it off.
Well, all right.
I've been good. I think, I don't know, it's winter break, so it's really confusing time for people who are students.
Right. So you're a student then?
I guess I am, yeah. I'm actually a lifelong learner, so I'm always going to be a student. But no, I'm actually literally back in college for the second time. Doing web design and graphic design. And it's been really cool and really challenging, but in a good way that makes you grow.
Nice.
And I'm learning, like, it's kind of like learning a trade, I guess. So I'm actually working on a website for a client right now.
Cool.
It's my first website and I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm figuring it out. It'll be great. Yeah. That's what I've been up to. I don't know. The holidays just happened, and I ate way too many cookies.
Yeah. What's your favorite holiday cookie?
Oh, no. I don't like favorite questions.
Oh, no. What's the holiday cookie that stands out to you?
Okay, what defines a holiday cookie? Because, like, you can make a lot of cookies most of the time.
There is that.
Story checks out.
What is a cookie that stands out to you?
I'm just going to keep talking your question.
During the holiday season.
Gingerbread.
Gingerbread's my favorite.
Yes. Gingerbread is really good.
Gingerbread and pfeffernusse are my personal favorites.
Yeah. I made... What did I make? That was really good. It's not a cookie, but it was my favorite treat. I made like a hybrid pumpkin spice bread. So it was like, it was like pumpkin bread, but you didn't really taste the spice or taste the pumpkin. You mostly tasted the spices. Mm-hmm. So the pumpkin just added a lot of moistness and it was more like a cake than a bread.
Whoa.
It was super good.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Definitely not a cookie.
For me?
What?
Would you make one of those for me?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I don't know when, but it can happen.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, so you got time.
It did have two sticks of butter in it, though. So I don't know what kind of butter replacement you prefer.
I mean, I usually use, oh God, I can't remember the name of it. Earth something.
Earth balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually use Earth Balance instead.
Yes.
Yes.
My favorite cookies to eat on the holidays are the ones that my friends give me, because then they're full of love and friendship and make me think of my friends when I eat them.
Yeah.
I really, really treasured being able to eat cookies from, like, multiple different friends this year.
Are we not doing freezing?
No, I... Yeah, I've been quietly
okay.
Doing phrasing. Yeah. Also, we're terrible humans.
Yes, it's true.
Right. I'm honestly, while Sarah is talking about things that are like goodness and light and friendship and all,
right.
Also just like okay. I'm just delighted by all of this.
Yep.
So that's my answer, anyway.
Yay. Did you do anything for the holiday season?
During Hanukkah, which my family celebrates, we lit candles, we made latkes, we ate latkes, we smelled the miracle of the oil throughout the house for the 8 days. And then on Christmas, which my mom grew up Lutheran and converted when she married my dad, or after she married my dad. Mm-hmm. So I grew up celebrating both Hanukkah and Christmas.
Okay.
And, we would celebrate with my grandma, who's now dead. And since she died, we picked up the tradition of playing Christmas carols, at the memory care unit where she was before she died. So my mom would bring her guitar, and my dad and I, and we would all just sing Christmas carols for like a half hour or so.
Sure.
And so even though we couldn't go to where she used to be, we still played Christmas carols just for ourselves to enjoy this year. And I think for my mom's benefit, because it means a lot to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know. Holidays aren't, I don't know, they've never been a huge thing for us. We don't have a lot of extended family nearby. We're kind of the only ones in the middle of the continent, and everybody else is on the coasts. So it didn't feel that much different than the average year, and I was honestly kind of grateful for that.
Sure.
I know it was hard for a lot of people who are used to seeing a bunch of family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Silver light. That's not really a silver lining thing, because like
it's just normal.
It just is. It's just an is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Hanukkah question: are you aware of the Maccabees?
What? No.
They are an a cappella band that exclusively does pop music parodies. That are Hanukkah related.
Oh man, I need to Google this.
Yes. Okay. I didn't know if you knew, but I felt like.
See, I thought we just had kind of a lack of Hanukkah music, but maybe not.
It's just hidden.
Secret.
I started making a Christmas playlist and then ended up making a holiday playlist because I needed to include the Maccabees.
Yay. Okay. I'm writing this down.
Okay.
Yay. There she goes. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm just watching her head go back and forth while she's looking.
For example, they do the entire history of Hanukkah as a parody of Hamilton.
Yes.
They also do a parody of Dynamite called Candlelight, which is perhaps my favorite.
Nice.
They have a lot. They've got good music. I like it. So
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Cool.
Even for people who are outside the Jewish faith, it's incredibly entertaining music. Yeah.
I saw a meme the other day that was like, if you're trying to understand what Hanukkah is all about, imagine that your cell phone battery is at 10% and it manages to last 8 days and 8 nights.
That's so accurate. Well, yeah, I never heard that before.
They're like, yeah, no, that is a miracle. Oh, God, that is worth celebrating. I'm in. Like,
and you order food from the same restaurant every year to commemorate.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of restaurant food and holiday traditions, mm-hmm. we did eat Chinese food and watch a Christmas movie on Christmas, because that is also a tradition that we have.
What Christmas movie is your tradition?
Well, we don't have, like, one movie. Usually it's we get Chinese food and see a movie. And I wanted to watch a Christmas movie, and I had never seen It's a Wonderful Life before. And so I watched it, and I cried so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're
human. It was so good.
It's so schmaltzy. It is. But it's also just amazing. Like, it's so heartwarming and so heartfelt. I love it. Yeah.
And to watch a movie about the importance of community and, like, supporting each other in a year when we've needed that so much was...
Well, it's just how much the butterfly effect is a thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like how important it is to just live and do your best in even in small ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jessa and I accidentally ate Chinese food on Christmas Day.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Like, because we were helping her, like, get everything packed up and moved and things like that. So, like, Christmas Day was the day before moving all of her furniture and stuff. And so we're packing and prepping and all the rest of that. And we're like, oh, we should eat something. Oh, wait, it's Christmas Day. Everything's closed. Not Chinese food. So,
exactly.
Yeah. We accidentally had a traditional Chinese food for Christmas Day. Other people's traditions, not ours, but sure. We're bringing it in.
Good way to go.
We're stealing it. We're appropriating.
It's a white person thing.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
You're not wrong.
We
Well, there are some people who would say that, like, certain Jews don't identify as white.
Exactly.
There is that. But the appropriation part of it is the white person thing.
I see.
What Jenna did.
Yeah. What I did was possibly the whitest it was a white Christmas.
I'm leaving.
See, we just
usually
We just had all the pastries.
Oh, yeah. This is the first year that I've ever had mince pie on Christmas.
I'm sorry.
But Bryn received little like spiced orange cranberry pies. They're mince pies, and they're so good. Yeah.
I love watching the realization that mince pies are amazing, just like happen at you.
They're also tiny.
Counterpoint, are they? Tiny.
Oh.
Follow up question: yes. That's
subjunctive clause. No, really.
Rebuttal: aren't they, Kyle? All right. So.
retraction. But no, seriously.
Closing argument: chicken butt. All right, so there's that. Good.
What does that even mean?
I'm so happy.
All right.
We're delighted
for getting for Christmas.
Our guest angered salsa. It's a good podcast.
I'm not angry. I'm just confused.
Yeah.
So yeah, I made a lot of pastry.
Yeah.
Because my wife kept asking for more pastry. So I kept making more pastry.
It's fair.
We still have pastry.
It's a terrible problem.
It's awful.
Oh, God.
I made kolaches first with almond filling and with cream cheese filling. And those were both delicious. Mm. And then I made turnovers with cream cheese and raspberry filling. And those were amazing. And then on Christmas Day, I made brioche cinnamon rolls. And those were amazing.
Wow.
And then we had scones. I like to bake.
Dang.
I mean, I expect anything that salsa bakes to be amazing.
I mean, that's a lot of weight to put on me, but you're right.
Yes. Yeah. I know what I'm doing. But I'm a project manager. It's my job to assess the capabilities of individuals and situations. And I believe I have assessed this accurately.
Salsa, if I ate all of your delicious baking, that would be putting a lot of weight on me, too.
I was able to put my coffee cup on my belly at Christmas dinner.
This is what is best in life.
Yeah, I've put on a few pounds. I think I should probably lose.
Joe calls it the 2020.
Ooh, that's
I actually lost
good.
Weight this year.
What?
Right? It's because I'm not commuting anywhere, so I'm using that time to exercise and, like, work on circus skills.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yay.
That's way healthier than what the rest of us have done.
That's here. So cool.
Oh, thanks.
What circus skills are you most proud of having developed?
I can do a meat hook now.
Nice.
Which, mm-hmm. I don't know if that means anything without a visual, but you're, like, supporting yourself on one arm piked across your body? I don't know. Somebody who's better at things could explain it better.
Your body is at an angle, so your center of balance is in front of you, and so when you've got your arm across yourself, it's the pivot point.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. I don't know. It took a long time to work up to it, so I'm really proud of it. Yeah, I guess that's what I'm most proud of. Yesterday, I went to I didn't go anywhere, but I attended a juggling workshop through the Celebration Barn Theater, mm-hmm. which is in Maine, and I learned how to juggle 4-4-1, which I had never learned before, even though I can do other things
Fantastic.
With Ooh. Juggling. Mm-hmm. And it was cool to learn a trick in the span of, like, an hour.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. Very cool.
Thanks.
I was looking at doing that. It looked kind of like Mondo, but, you know, digital.
But online.
Yeah.
On Londo.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I recommend if you see something that is in a place where you can't normally go and they're offering it online right now to do it if you can, because when are you going to have another opportunity?
That's a very good question.
Indeed. God, look at you being all smart.
Thanks. I have a college degree. It helps.
Yes. Oh, wait. So you are currently studying for web design, but you also have a biology degree.
Correct. Yeah.
Can you give us a really cool biology fact?
Yeah. About websites.
Oh no.
No.
No, I cannot.
No.
my brain jumped to this fact that I read in the Kids Discovered magazine when I was little, which was that a moose can dive up to 20 feet underwater.
True. Yes. And terrifying.
What? Yeah. Yep.
Moose have been eaten by orcas.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's true and terrifying. Yeah.
Oh my God.
There are stories of people who have been diving and just like right past them, which yep. I can only imagine is
that's gotta be surreal.
Yeah, real fucking weird.
What the?
I know that people are afraid of like sharks and things in water, but if I was swimming in the Boundary Waters and a moose surfaced under me, I think it would be a lot more terrifying.
Fuck yeah, out of reverse there. Kelpie.
Yes. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, so if a moose surfaces from under you, are you then riding the moose?
Isn't that scary? Like, what if you were? Moose are huge and you can't control them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what if it's a friendly moose?
Like, I don't know of any friendly moose.
Melvin, the friendly moose.
You must find squirrel friend for moose.
There you go.
Yeah, you gotta go to Frostbite Falls for that.
Yeah.
I also know a lot about bats.
Oh, really?
Do tell.
Because I did bat research for several years after college. But I don't know. That's why, like, I'm wearing a bat shirt right now.
Neat!
Yes, you are.
That's adorable.
Yeah, it says hashtag save the bats.
That's adorable.
And it's got a little heart belly.
Mm-hmm.
Heart's so like, cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's adorable.
Like, bats are really social creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Vampire bats will groom each other. I don't know. I think it's cute.
Well, because they can't see themselves in the mirror, so yeah. They have to.
It's true.
Oh my God, Jay. Oh, God. No.
I think that's a perfect place to take a break, right when Jenna is regretting everything.
How is it constantly?
All right.
Two or three breaks a show.
Just 5 minutes in, break. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
What do you say? Should we do a thing?
Yes, I think we'd better have.
Right, that's what we're here for.
It's true. And we are back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
Meep.
Uh-huh.
I'm Sarah.
There we go.
Yeah.
And it is that time.
Is it?
What?
Oh.
It's the time for Fast time. Five.
Fast Five.
All right. So we have a guest on the show. Do you know what the Fast Five is, or should we explain it?
I think you should explain it, even though I know what it is.
Oh, okay. Well.
The subtlety of your expression.
Thank you.
See, the thing is I'm lazy, and if I didn't have to do it, I wasn't going to do it. But now I...
Yes, very specifically requested.
No,
it.
No, it's no. I get it. I get. I know how it works, Jenna.
He understands what? The basic laws of thermodynamics.
For those of you who don't know how this works.
Which is none of us on this podcast.
No, obviously. No.
What we do is we have two sets of questions. The first set is we are given A or B choices. We don't know what those choices mean. We just have to choose one. It is only after we have made all of our choices that we find out what the context is of those, and we discover if we are happy with our answers or if we had made grave mistakes. Today's Fast Five has come to us from James.
I love how you said that like a question.
Yeah. Well, much of what I do is questionable.
I question,
so I feel like it's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's tough but fair. All right. Fast Five, question number one. Fast or slow?
Slow. I would prefer drinking slow gin to fasting.
Ooh, but don't mix those. Jeez.
No. Fast.
Okay. All right. Good.
Do I have to justify my answer?
No.
You can if you'd like to, but it's not mandatory.
I was just thinking that yesterday when I was learning a new juggling trick, my throws were too fast at first. Oh. And, I mean, that's usually the way it goes when I first learn a trick, so at least I'm consistent.
It's but pretty universal, yeah.
That's why I fast.
Nice.
Okay. I would rather take a slow, meandering drive through some beautiful countryside than do a super fast, speedy race driving. Actually, I really enjoy that, too. But
I've ridden with you.
I would rather, I more often and enjoy taking like drives around the lakes and things like that, just to kind of take nice and slow, kind of some chill out time. I'm going to go slow.
All right. No, I chose fast. Okay. All right. Fast Five, question number two. Yarn or paint?
Paint.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's messier.
It's messier. Also, I can't do a goddamn thing with yarn.
Yeah, I am much more expressive with paint, as far as I know.
Right.
Than with yarn.
I technically I can crochet, and by technically I mean very technically, like I can do a chain stitch and a double crochet stitch. Which Missy Iverson told me was enough to be able to make just about anything, but I haven't.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Relatable.
Yeah. And I have never, ever been able to knit anything of any kind of value. I just can't. I don't get it. Nope. Whereas painting, like, I'm not good at it. But at least I can make color show up. So, yeah, I'm going to go with paint. I'm probably better at it than I think I am, but...
I would rather judge a body painting competition than a fashion show.
Okay.
All right.
I mean,
it's fair. All right.
No arguments.
Okay.
Yeah.
I chose yarn.
You said while knitting. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm not knitting tonight, but yes.
Oh.
Usually I am.
Usually you are, so yeah. I just made an assumption. I apologize. I should not have assumed.
So, we are on... Fast Five, question number three. Steam or gas?
Gas. I like fire.
I prefer steampunk to dieselpunk.
Ooh.
Hmm. I feel like steam doesn't cause as many greenhouse gas emissions. So, yeah, we'll go with steam.
I think that's fair.
I think I'm going to choose gas. But yeah, when Jenna mentioned steampunk versus diesel punk, I think I like diesel punk better.
What's the difference?
Kind of the era of technology and stylistic choices that they're replicating. Steampunk is a, would you say it's Victorian or Edwardian?
It's Victorian.
Victorian.
Victorian. Okay. Victorian dress sensibility and mechanical things, right. Where diesel punk is, in my mind, much more like beginning of the atomic age style of dress, like 1930s, 1940s.
Got it.
Yeah.
And the technology of the 1930s, and, you know, radio controlled things, mm-hmm. and, you know, that kind of thing. Like Batman, the animated series, I would say is diesel punk in many cases.
Radio tubes, vacuum tubes, yes. A lot of vacuum tubes and, you know, dials and switches. And
like the classic laboratory with the climbing ladder
switch.
And the,
yeah.
Yeah. That's very diesel punk, yeah. Okay, so
diesel punk's a little grungier, but yeah.
Fair enough. So, Fast Five, question number 4: wood or water?
Yep, I'm going wood.
Yeah, you're going hard, not wet.
I got wood.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 2 for wood.
I like plants, and plants are made of both, so this is a really hard question.
Mm-hmm.
I think water. I'm really fascinated by all the forms that water can take.
Mm.
Like, clouds are water, and also a lake is water, and also snow is water, and mm-hmm. Also we are mostly water.
Also, you can find moose in both.
Sure. No, thank you.
No, just you can. Not
oh,
you
okay.
should.
Yeah.
I like the deserts are defined by their complete lack of drinkable water, so you can have a desert that is made of non-drinkable water.
Whoa. I thought it was lack of precipitation.
Yeah, it's
might also
it's precipitation.
But it's I know that, for example, the Arctic and Antarctic circles are technically deserts.
Yes, because they don't get a lot of precipitation.
Sure. But they're made of water.
Yes. But it doesn't
well,
it's not about how potable the water is, it's about how much precipitation happens.
Gotcha. My mistake.
James learned something today.
I did. Yeah. All right. So, I chose water. All right. Fast Five, question number 5.
Five.
Bright or dark?
Dark.
Probably going dark.
They're so much better together. I don't like picking one. I think I'll pick bright.
Okay. I am going to choose bright. And I'll say more later. But are we ready for the context?
Yes,
I am.
Okay. Question number 1, fast or slow. Pick between having a clock or watch that is absolutely accurate unless you forget to wind it, or one that needs no winding but is always 2 to 5 minutes fast.
The second one.
Also the second one.
I need the consistency.
Yeah?
Yeah, and if I don't ever want to have to worry about winding my watch.
So the first one is a clock that is absolutely accurate unless you forget to wind it.
Which I will.
Which,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is the caveat. Yeah.
I choose that one.
Or one. Okay. That you choose the winding one or the other one?
The one that I'm never going to wind.
Oh, okay.
And will always
it's
be
It's always 2 to 5 minutes fast.
No. The one that's on time.
Nope.
The
it's
one
absolutely that is- accurate yes. unless you forget to wind it.
Exactly.
Or
that's the one I'm choosing.
Okay.
Okay.
So you
All right.
have to wind it and eventually it won't be accurate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. So you're accepting that it will be inaccurate.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I chose slow because I would much even though I will forget to wind it occasionally, I would not knowing how many minutes fast, I'm always going to try to game that and say, "Well, that clock is 5 minutes fast." And like so I have another 5 minutes even when I don't. It was something that happened to me a lot because my dad insisted on setting every clock in the house 5 minutes fast.
This explains so much about you, James.
Mm-hmm. And it gave me some very bad habits. So I would much rather have one that almost always displays the correct time, even if it means that I have to learn to wind it every day.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number two, yarn or paint? If you had to knit one part or paint the entirety of a meal to be accepted by a critic as a form of payment, which would you choose?
Totally paint.
Paint.
I don't knit.
Of a meal?
Yeah, so anytime you want to have a meal, right? You sit down, got your little bib on, got your knife and fork.
Uh-huh.
Or a cow, apparently, that you're milking, based on the gesture. And in order to pay for that meal, you either have to knit a part of the meal, right? Or you have to paint a still life of the whole meal.
Does it have to be any good?
It does. And that's why I said it has to be accepted by a critic as a form of payment.
I would starve
like the
to
critic
death.
Has to say is that it's good enough.
I would starve to death.
Regardless, but
I would get really good at painting really quickly.
Yeah,
I would live in the woods and hunt my own food at that point.
But it's an A or B choice.
Paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would choose knit, because I feel
you held up your little tiny cheeseburger that you.
It's so cute.
It is.
You would just eat burgers all the time.
I'd be okay with that.
All right.
And how long did it take you to make that burger, James?
A while.
So you would eat burgers
but it would
every
take me
so often.
Less and less time. It would take me less and less time, I have a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Shay is able to do their knitted projects in, like, minutes.
Yeah, but that's they not did a, you.
No, it isn't. But it shows me that I would learn to make a thing very quickly.
He would get there. He would starve himself into getting good at it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Or but I would eat happens, the result one way. That's what happens.
What happens when you are older and your fingers are arthritic and then you can't knit?
Then they make a movie about me.
Wow, a sad movie.
Yeah.
I was about to say, then Jessa learns to knit for me. Except she probably won't. I don't see Jessa learning how... I see Jessa is more likely to learn how to knit than I am.
Mm.
And I'm not very likely. Yeah.
I feel like Jessa would learn to Twitch stream meals.
She would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sadly, not one of the options. Question number three. Steam or gas? If you wanted to buy a game for a friend, would you rather send them the Steam gift card for the amount?
Yep.
And tell them what it's for and have them have to go and purchase it? Or would you rather wrap the game and hand deliver it?
Steam. Wrap it and hand deliver it. You get to see their reaction. And I feel like hand-delivered gifts right now are really special.
So, I bought Jessa a Steam game for Christmas that I thought she would like based off of, like, it was like an expansion for another game that she had played, like, within the past 6 months. And she gets it, and she's like, Mom, I don't play that game anymore.
Aww.
And I was like, aw, so I should have just sent her the gift card.
Ah.
Then we had to do a refund. I bought her a different game.
Had to refund that game.
Could have just given her the money straight out.
Oh.
So, on Steam.
All right. My preference would be to hand deliver it. I like it. All right. Question number four. Wood or water? You're going to take a camping trip and get to choose a cabin in the middle of a dense forest or a cottage on a seaside cliff.
Cottage on
seaside
a
seaside cliff.
Yeah, high five. Mm.
Salsa.
Yeah.
It's got to be wood or water.
I know.
I mean, this is why I like the North Shore, though, because you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, both.
But it doesn't smell right. It doesn't, like, the Lake Superior doesn't smell like the ocean.
Oh, it doesn't smell like the ocean.
It smells like Lake Superior.
I know. Yeah. But it looks like the ocean, and it messes me up because I'm used to.
That's fair.
I'm used to ocean smell with big bodies of water.
Yeah, Sam.
I grew up going to the coasts more than to the North Shore.
That's fair. I was born in Duluth and grew up going to the. I've never actually seen the ocean proper. I'm not sure it exists.
Like Australia.
I hope it exists.
I mean, I've never seen it. I have no proof.
I think I gotta go with the seaside cliff.
Yeah. I think the idea of a tiny cottage on a seaside cliff is really.
I mean,
like, I love the North Shore because you get the woods and you get the water,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I think of the two, I would rather have the water aspect of it.
Mm. And the view from a cliff.
I want a cottage right where Split Rock Lighthouse is.
Can you go cliff diving?
I just want a lighthouse.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Can you go cliff diving on this cliff?
Have I been to where?
Can you go cliff diving on this cliff?
I mean, at least once.
That isn't even funny because that's not original. Timing on it was really good, so I'm giving you points for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But I've also... I grew up going to a friend's father's friend's cabin, which was an airport buried in the middle of the woods. And it was awesome. It was so flipping cool. So that's a really hard choice for me, but yeah. I feel like seaside cliff, then I would get to go play with boats.
Sarah was talking about the smell of the sea.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think I've told Sarah this story. So I'm going to tell it to her now.
Do it.
I took Joe up to the North Shore last year, right? Like two harbors proper. Like I'd taken him to Duluth once, and then this was the first time we were like actually surrounded by all of the nature and stuff.
The majesty.
Yeah, the grandness, the wild. And the first morning, so like we got there in the evening and we basically stayed in the room. And the next morning we step outside for a cigarette and he's like, do you smell that? And I'm like, what are you smelling? And he's like, it just like maybe like a lady's perfume or something. It smells kind of floral, but also like kind of like a little piney. And I'm like, Joe, are you talking about nature?
Yeah, the opposite of barbecue. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he's good with. So yeah. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's nature, baby.
Yeah. Our sweet boy.
Isn't the opposite of Joe's barbecue like Texas barbecue?
Joe does appreciate all forms of barbecue. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
He's not just a
barbecue Unitarian. A barbecue Unitarian.
And believes in the greatness of KC barbecue above all else. Mm-hmm. But
sure.
He is not disdainful of other forms of barbecue.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let's be clear.
Yeah, when they baptized him, they used barbecue sauce. It was really.
I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do about as
made
good
the sign
a
of a Weber grill
bad.
On his forehead. Yeah. So there's that. Yeah. Good. So question number five. Bright or dark, when you get up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night, do you turn on the bathroom light / read your phone, or do you do what is needed in the dark and go to bed?
Dark.
Who goes dark. To the bathroom in the dark?
I have a little night light, which I feel like is still dark.
Dark enough.
Okay,
yeah,
it's dark enough. It's not. I don't turn on the lights. I go from my bedroom to the bathroom, which is way easier.
I suppose you're sitting, so you don't really have to aim.
Yeah, I don't need to aim or anything.
If I tried to pee in the dark, it wouldn't end well.
It wouldn't start well. It wouldn't middle well.
It wouldn't, and nothing about it would be good. It would be not good.
It wouldn't well.
And then I would have to turn on the lights to clean it up, and it would be just,
And then realize that you're in the library and not the bathroom, and it's just a travesty all over. Yeah. So there's that.
If I turn on the lights to pee in the middle of the night, then I'm just awake now.
Yeah. I developed a really bad habit of like reading my phone and an even worse habit of going on Facebook, which is how you end up being awake forever. If you look at Facebook, especially before I trimmed a few dozen people out of my friends list, over the last 2 or 3 years, I lost weeks of sleep. Pretty handily, just by like angrily, like, that's not how anything works. And your racist opinion is shitty, and you need to quiet down, like, just think about what other people are telling you. Stop being a racist.
I'm fine with your message. I just don't think 3 a.m. is a good time for anybody.
It's not, but
to have that message,
it's that or not go to sleep. I've tried reading that and then trying to go to sleep, and that doesn't work either. So
not looking at Facebook.
I have deleted it several times from my phone, but then I have also reinstalled it several times.
It's also way too easy to get out, even if you don't have the app on your phone.
Yes.
I recommend not picking up your phone in the first place.
That seems odd.
Putting the phone on the opposite side of the room so you can train yourself not to pick up your phone in the middle of the night.
It's kind of what I've started doing.
Not that I did that like many, many years ago.
I honestly do not remember the last time I got out of bed in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
I do.
Not all of us have rubber sheets, Salsa.
No, like, I go to bed, I go to the bathroom before I go to bed, and then I wake up the next morning.
If I don't, if I, it's about 50-50 as to whether or not I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
The other 50% of the time I am waking up maybe a half an hour before my alarm, and now I'm just up and annoyed.
Same. Yeah.
I'm like, I could have had another half an hour.
I also have never woken up before my alarm clock.
Yeah, I believe this about you.
Yeah, he's got a smug self-satisfaction.
I have woken up half an hour after my alarm clock.
I also believe this to be accurate, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I also am chronically dehydrated, so maybe that has
that would contribute.
That might be a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I drink way too much of everything before I go to bed.
Well, it's the whole like 8 glasses of water, whatever that is actually a myth. It's your own body has different needs. And
and you get a lot of water through food.
Right, and I'm one of those freaks who doesn't utilize a lot of water.
Or pickles. That's
or that, yeah. But so I just don't.
One of my goals for the new year was to drink more water, but I'm throwing that one out now. I guess it doesn't matter.
Wait a minute.
No, that to drink more water.
As if you drink water when you are thirsty, you're fine. That's your body will tell you if you need more water. And if you're forcing too much water in and you're drinking water when you're not thirsty, you don't need it. Now, there is a caveat to that. If you're going to be outside in the hot sunny and you're going to be working a lot and sweating a lot, then, which none of us absolutely do, then you do want to front load, as it were. But on a normal day-to-day normal activity, your body will tell you when you need water.
I don't know. I used to be chronically dehydrated when I was younger because I think I would confuse thirst signals for hunger signals. So I didn't used to drink enough water.
I've actually heard that that's a really good diet trick. If you're trying to reduce food intake for whatever reason, hopefully healthy ones, is to every time you're hungry, just drink a glass of water first.
Yep.
Hmm.
You get full with less food.
Yeah.
Or like they did in the 1920s, and you have a cosmopolitan or a martini before your meal.
That's what I do.
Or as your meal.
Or or you just wear a corset that makes your waist 9 inches in diameter or in circumference, and then you're fine.
That is why I eat fast, yeah.
Anyway, that has been a Fast Five. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, send 2 emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should contain nothing but the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices, and then give us context. Who has a shout-out?
I would like to give a shout-out to postal workers, delivery people, those that have worked so incredibly hard to get packages to people throughout the past few weeks. That's it. Good job, kids. Bing!
James?
I would like to give a shout out to my friends and family for an absolutely wonderful holiday season. Like, just online activities that helped me to feel warm and happy, and dropping off little gifts and Yule preparedness packages and, you know, just like really sweet, kind, thoughtful things. I think people are thinking about each other even more while we are separated, and it's means that every gesture is really magnified. Yeah.
Sarah, would you like to give one?
You don't have to.
You don't have
a
to.
A shout out to the kitten who's meowing behind the door out there. I don't know if you can hear her.
Yes, we can. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yep.
We are delighted.
Surprise secret guest.
Mm-hmm. I love her so much. She is one of my coping mechanisms this year.
Yeah.
She's I don't know, it's nice to have a cuddle buddy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Stella. Yeah.
Stella.
She's also named after a bat, Stella Luna. So
nice.
Yeah. And everybody who's making it through this year. We need to all pat ourselves on the backs. It's been really tough. And we're doing it.
I'm old. If I do that, I'm going to hurt myself.
I'm going to give my show.
I do have a bonus shout out that I just thought of. I want to give, and this is going to be a downer. So, Celsa, I really hope yours picks us back up. But, a shout out to people that are working suicide and crisis hotlines.
Yeah.
During any holiday season, but most especially this one. Yeah. I appreciate your work.
Very much so.
All right. I am giving my shout out to store-bought puff pastry dough.
Yep.
Because I can make puff pastry dough, or I could buy it and have and you know, not spend all day working dough. I do enjoy making my own, you know, things, but there are a few things like pie crust and pastry dough that are just like, you know what, I'm just gonna buy some.
Mm-hmm. Some other monkey has already made this.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right. That's our shout outs. Who's got something to plug?
I do.
Yeah.
Yep. 2020, the year so wretched they named it twice. We are sending 2020 to its grave with all middle fingers pointed firmly in the upward direction. Please join Vilification Tennis on the nights of the 31st and the 1st, because we needed two separate shows with not 8, but 16 vilifiers on two separate nights to give it the send-off that it truly deserves. So tune in, go to the Facebook page, or to the link that will be provided in the show notes, and please do join us for that. We will be playing a lot of our favorite games from the year, and we're looking forward to a better, brighter future.
That was me saluting, but it's with my middle finger.
Anyone else? Nope. All right.
Nope.
Any last words?
Yes, I would like to say bye-bye, I love you, bye-bye,
all right,
bye,
well,
bye,
this
bye.
Has been Apropos of Nothing. We would like to give a very special thanks to our special guest, Sarah!
Yay!
Thank you to everybody who has been listening to this thing. We really appreciate it on behalf of myself and James and Jenna. Eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.